And I would like for you to turn to the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 4. I want to just share a short message with you this morning. We are celebrating 85 years of history, 85 years of God's faithfulness in this church, Center Assembly of God. It's really a beautiful thing to think how that, you know, in 1933, as Hermano Giron and others were evangelizing here in the San Luis Valley, they did a work here in Center, and they began to start a church here. And by 1933, it was a recognized Assemblies of God church. And over the years, God has been faithful. This church has seen revival. This church has seen ministers of the gospel come through its, actually out of its doors, I should say. They've been raised up here, baptized in the Holy Spirit, called of God and sent. There is a history, a rich history in this church. And we don't want to forget it. Amen? We should never forget it. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 4, the Lord placed something upon my heart I want to share with you. Let's begin reading. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 1, I'm going to read a few verses here, beginning with verse 1 from the Modern English Version, and it says this: "Now therefore, listen, O Israel, to the statutes and to the judgments which I am teaching you to do, so that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I am commanding you, nor shall you take anything from it, so that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did at Baal Peor, for the Lord your God destroyed from among you all men who followed Baal of Peor. But you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive to this day, every one of you. See, I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land where you are entering to possess it. Therefore keep and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all the statutes and say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.' For what nation is there so great who has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is in all things whenever we call on him? And what nation is there so great that his statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I am setting before you today? Only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest you depart from your heart all the days of your life, but teach them to your sons and your grandsons, especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, 'Gather this people together to me, so that I will let them hear my words, and so that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live on the earth, and so that they may teach their children.'" Let's read verse 9 one more time. It says, "Only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, but teach them to your sons and your grandsons." And I want to speak with you just for a few moments this morning on not forgetting our past. Don't forget your past. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would use this word to encourage our hearts. Lord, you've done a beautiful work here in Center Assembly of God over the years. Lord, you have ministered to hearts. Lord, families have been saved. Ministers have been called of God to minister even around the world. And so I pray, Lord, that you would help us never to forget all that you have done. And so we ask that you'd bless the preaching of your word this morning in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. As I stated earlier, as we are celebrating 85 years of Center Assembly of God, God has been the one that has been faithful all these years. It has been God that has kept the doors of this church open. There has been over the years threats to this church, even to close the doors or move to another congregation. But God has been faithful, and God has kept this church open and as a beacon house in the community of Center, Colorado. And what we read in this portion of Scripture is Moses speaking to the children of Israel. They are now on the verge of entering into the Promised Land. 40 years or so have already passed in Israel's history after they have left Egyptian bondage. God delivered Israel with a strong and a mighty hand. He delivered them from the power of the Egyptians. And when God let them go and set them free, they entered into a wilderness wandering, where they would wander around the wilderness for almost 40 years. They would be going around in this wilderness of wandering as God was dealing with their hearts, but through it all, God had been with the children of Israel. God had allowed the shoes on their feet not to waste away. The same shoes they left Egypt with were the same shoes they were wearing at this time, 40 years later. And what we've got to understand is that God was faithful. He supplied them water out of a rock. He fed them angels' food, the manna. God had been with Israel, and God was still with them, even during this time that they're about to enter into the Promised Land. And as they're about to make this, their inroads, about to make their journey into the Promised Land, God has brought Moses to the place of rehearsing and reminding the Israelites of all that that God had been doing in their lives. And in essence, he begins to tell them about the words that God had spoken to them through Moses. And he begins to remind them that they were a peculiar people to the Lord. That means they were special, set apart unto God as a special people. And I'm here to tell you that God has called you to be a peculiar people to himself as well. And in the same way that the Israelites were to remember their God, you and I need to remember our God and the history that he has brought forth, not only in this church in 85 years, but even in our lives personally. God has brought us out of Egyptian bondage, and he is the one that has called us to himself. And he has given us commands to follow hard after him, to go after him. And he even says, your eyes have seen that the Lord, what he has done to those that have served other gods. And he says, those of you that held fast to your God are still alive and well today. And you know what? God is going to be faithful to each and every one of you in Center Assembly of God and those that are visiting here today. As you keep your hand in the hand of the Lord, God is going to show himself strong in your life. But God has worked a history in your life. Your history and my history may not be identical, but our history in the Lord is useful in the hand of God to make us who we're going to be. And in the midst of God working in our lives, we must remember that as God is moving within our lives as individuals and as a church, that the people in our community surrounding us are looking and they are watching. Amen? And I am thankful to God that here in Center, Colorado, this church is still a shining light in the community. That it is still speaking into the hearts of those around the surrounding community. Those that are unsaved know that we are here. And I'm thankful to God that they are going to turn around and say that God has been faithful to us. It says in verse 5, see, I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me that you should do so in the land where you are entering to possess it. He says, therefore, keep and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear of all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. This was concerning the nation of Israel. This was concerning the Hebrew people. They were going to go into the Promised Land and establish themselves in the land of Canaan, just as he had promised Abraham, just as he had promised Isaac and Jacob. They were on the verge of entering into the land of Canaan to become the land of Israel. Amen? Divided among the 12 tribes. And they would have a testimony from the surrounding nations that they are a wise and understanding people. In the same way, God is raising up a testimony here in Center Assembly of God, so that those in the surrounding community can say, those that attend Center Assembly of God, amen? Those that attend that church are a wise and understanding people. Why? It's not because they have as their pastor James Archuleta. Amen? But it's because they have as their Lord Almighty God, and they are following hard after God. They are seeking His face, and God has become to them wisdom and understanding. And it needs to be that way so that the surrounding community will know that there is a light. And so I encourage you as the church, as the people that make up this church, that you be careful always to seek the Lord now that He may be found. Seek Him with all of your heart. Let Him raise up in your life a testimony. Let the people around you know that God is alive and well in Center Assembly of God. Amen. This building in and of itself has a lot of history. This building in and of itself, its four walls, its sanctuary, has been a beautiful place for God to move within. But you must always remember that the building itself is not the church. You are. And God is doing a work in every one of you so that there can be a testimony in this area of the world today. It says in verse 7, "For what nation is there so great?" And I want that to be our testimony. Amen? "What nation is there so great who has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is in all things whenever we call on Him? And what nation is there so great that His statutes and judgments so righteous as this law, which I am setting before you today?" Who has a God so near them like you and me? Let's be so close and so near and intimate with our God that the surrounding community, our friends, our families, our neighbors, can't help but know that God is with us. Amen. I'm not here talking about sinless perfection. You will not be perfect, but they will know that God is with us because we are seeking His face, so that those around us will know that God is great and that He is with us in every step that we are taking. But what we must do is be careful. We must be careful, as our key verse here, verse 9, brings out. He says, "Take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life." We must not forget where God has brought us from. We must not forget our history. We must not forget the good, and we shouldn't forget the bad, even though we want to. God at times will use even some of the very frustrating and hard things to turn around for our good, to even remind us of things that we should or we shouldn't do as a church and a congregation. But we must not forget, as a congregation here in Center Assembly of God, from where God has brought us. We appreciate our former pastors. We appreciate our former church leaders and those that have helped to lead this church as best that they knew how. Not every one of them was perfect. Some of them may have even hurt us or rebuked us when we didn't want to hear it. But even those things, God has turned around for our good. But we should never forget, and we must pay heed, give heed to ourselves, that we don't forget from whence God has brought us. But rather, even as the closing part of this verse says, we must be those that will teach them to our sons and even our grandsons. Don't be ashamed of your past as a church. Share it with your children. Share it with your grandchildren, so that they can share it with their children and their grandchildren. God has been faithful. There is history here, and we must appreciate it. But now, on the other hand, we must also look forward to what God is going to do. God is going to be faithful. As He directs our steps, as He leads us as a congregation, God is going to be faithful to us personally, and as a church. 85 years have come and now they are gone. But now we look forward to the future, into what God is going to do. In the same way He has been faithful in the past, He is going to be faithful in the future. In the same way He has been with us in the past, He's going to be with us in our future. In the same way we have seen God move in powerful ways, we're believing God to move even in greater and more powerful ways in our future. But we must look forward to all that God's going to do as well. Amen? God isn't done with Center Assembly of God. And so we thank God for the 85 years. We thank God for all that He's doing. But we look forward as well to all that God is going to do. Amen? God is doing something beautiful. And as we pray diligently for the moving of the Holy Spirit in these last days, I believe that God is going to do something so powerful that we're going to see God continue to bring people and touch hearts and touch lives in these latter days. Amen? These latter days, people around us need to see a real, tangible, living God. And He's going to see it in you and me as we put our trust in Him. Amen? And so thank God for all that He's doing. Thank God for this celebration. Thank each and every one of you for all that you have done to make it special and to make it happen. Amen? Thank God for the history. Make sure you spend some time talking about it. Amen? A little bit later on, we're going to set up the projector in the back and we're going to watch that video and all the pictures again. Amen? Just to get in our minds a refreshing of what God has been faithful to do over the years. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time. And that's all right. Let's stand.